The Corey and Joel Radio Show, where every month is Black History Month.
Show is back with you. We are taking over all forms of media. We are currently being transmitted via the internet, which consists not only of wires and hubs. PCs, it now involves wireless communications.
Yes.
Being beamed station to station.
So fire up a color tinny and watch the images as they fly through the air.
Yes, we have a good show for you. We have a fucking good show.
I guess so.
This is Bell and Sebastian. This left a little...
Yes, sir.
Going back a few years. What is this,
93?
Oh, even that late. Yeah, maybe. Wrong. Bell and Sebastian, If You're Feeling Sinister is the album.
97.
97. The second LP, I believe. Am I right about that?
Yes.
I saw them in concert. Good show. Bell and Sebastian. Me and the Major. That's enough of that.
Okay.
We got a great show for you today. I'm going to tease what we're going to do today.
Oh.
Number one, we have...
Tickle my ass with a feather, funny man.
We're going to recap last week's episode with Debbie Schlissel.
Oh.
That'll take 2 seconds.
Okay.
But we did our Oscar picks. The Oscars happened. We'll be talking about that. We'll tell you who made the most correct picks.
Okay.
We have an update on our guest Nadia, one of our greatest guests ever. We have an update on her. Some of you were following along in the message boards. We'll mention that later in the show, what's going on with Nadia. And we have a new feature in the bonus club. We'll tease you with that. We got a new feature for you guys. So make sure to sign up for the mailing list at CoreyandJoelRadio.com.
Mm-hmm.
We've got our one-year anniversary show. We'll give some more details about that.
Yeah.
And I think the main
That's going to be a good show, people.
You got to get down to Club Bart in Ferndale, Michigan, March 23rd.
Sell your clothing, sell an organ, do what you got to do.
Get yourself down.
If you're in Yellowknife, you know, ride a polar bear down here. Or
whatever you got to do, man.
Take an orca, whatever you Eskimos do up there. And
get yourself to Club Bart in Ferndale, Michigan, March 23rd.
You can get a cheap flight from Germany for like $400.
Absolutely,
bucks.
Sure. Yeah. It's worth every penny.
It'll be worth it for you.
It'll be worth every Deutschmark to come and see us.
Every Euro.
Because we have Jimmy Pardo showing up from AMC. Scheduled to appear, Jimmy Pardo from AMC Movies.
But let's keep in mind that artists are scheduled to change.
Yes, it may turn into Chill. But for right now, we have Jimmy Pardo.
The undercard could change at any moment.
Actually, we love Chill, but But
Bill Hildebrand
Chill
shows
will probably
up.
Be there. I don't know if Chill's going to perform. He performed at our last live event.
Yeah.
Love Chill.
Chill will be there.
Jimmy Pardo, J. Chris Newberg.
There will be white women, so Chill will be there.
White women and malt liquor, which means Chill will be there.
Absolutely.
So we'll have Jimmy Pardo, J. Chris Newberg, who was on our show earlier, and will be appearing.
J. Chris, soon to be a big star.
On Last Comic Standing, which is funny because we did the show with J. Chris last summer, and we called it Last Comic Strumming, which was ironic because now he's going to be
on. And he talked about his dismal failure Last Comic Standing audition.
But now he's moved on. He's big time.
Okay.
And he will be talking to us and appearing live on
March 23rd. We don't want to give away the cat, but there's things afoot with Chris.
Show favorites, Sal D'Amelio,
PJ
Butlin, live on stage doing their comedy act for you,
good
people. And we will be there as well. That's right. Sal D'Amelio, I believe you
have. Mamma mia, that's a spicy meatball.
That can only be one man.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Sal or me. It could be one of two men.
It could be.
Or my girlfriend.
It's true, her too.
So
could be any of you guineas. All right.
Speaking of my girlfriend is pissed me, you, Bill Bouchard, and Nigel Rosenblum off by running away with the 2006 Deadpool.
Yeah, screw her.
It's been about 6 days. But anyway, what was that?
She called me. She called me today, and I was like, you know, Kim did not trash talk on her last two hits on the Deadpool.
But she did today.
She did today, and I wanted I really did want to slap the bitch. I was
you know what? First of all,
go shove it, Kim.
Let me tell you this right now. Number one, you don't disrespect my girlfriend like that.
Uh-huh.
Number two, I was ready to smack her too.
Yeah.
So she was, annoying.
How
today.
Dare you, you little shit.
Here's the thing. I was actually up this morning. Here's what happened. I had some McDonald's last night.
Yeah.
After that thing we were at, I'll talk about that later. But I went and had all this Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Yeah.
Then I went to McDonald's, had a big double quarter pounder with cheese meal.
Wow. So it was a health meal.
I got it in large size.
It was another healthy day for Joel.
Got it in large size, and I woke up this morning. I was fine. But I had the shits real bad at like 6:37 a.m.
I'm surprised that that would happen.
Yeah.
To you.
So I just like, whoa, man. So I just got up and I was like,
Did you say you had a happy meal?
No, I had a quarter pounder with cheese.
I think you said you had a happy meal.
A double quarter pounder. Well, it wasn't a happy meal.
Did you get the toy from Dougal? What'd you get?
I don't know. I shat it out this morning, let me tell you.
They come up with these cartoons out of nowhere now.
Yeah, I don't think anyone went to Dougal. I don't know
who cared about Dougal.
I don't know. But anyway, so I had the shit, so I was up watching Good Morning America, and they had the Dana Reeve dived. That was the wife of Christopher Reeve. She died. She was only 44 years of age, so Kim got 56 points.
Joel, it's over.
Yeah, the contest is
Deadpool is over.
That was fucking brilliant, by the way. I have to give you props on.
Oh, my goodness.
So Kim got, so she now has 86 points. She has three deaths in 3 months, less than 3 months now.
I can't believe this.
Because she got,
when she called the gloat today, I accused her of getting inside help, and she said that you wouldn't help her. So
I wouldn't help her. I did have, see, when I heard Dana Reeve died, I thought maybe I had her because she was high on my list. And I did pick a lot of like young cancer patients.
No,
this year.
I did twice the amount of research that I did last year.
Right.
And you did, I know you got obsessive with the thing.
Insane amount
you
of
were
research.
Ridiculous. Yeah. And Kim's kicking our ass.
Kim did a fair amount of research, too, though. So,
This is why you don't let your girlfriends do anything with you. Look, I had a girlfriend. We used to, you know, when I had a house with a couple guys in it. And she would always, like, watch us play video games. And the one time we let her play Virtual Fighter, she cleaned out the whole room and like beat everybody. And we're like, you can't play anymore. You're done.
Well, sometimes you play those games where you're supposed to block at a certain point and people just go crazy.
Yeah.
And it's like you can't predict what the defense is going to be.
Right.
And you just get creamed.
Because girls who don't go in there trying to play with a strategy will kill you at a video game.
Yeah. So it's like you try to think and rationalize what you're doing.
Yeah.
And they just throw shit together and they'll kick your ass every time.
They button mash and they beat you. And I was like, you can't play again, honey.
Well, anyway, Kim got, like I said, Dana Reeve. She was her number six pick. And this is mentioned. If you haven't heard that show, in fact, play the Dana Reeve thing because
here it comes.
Yeah, we
and that turns it over to the beautiful.
This is some show 49.
Kim,
I will take another spouse, and I think this one's going to count. Dana Reeves.
Oh yeah,
that counts.
Dana,
that's a quality pick.
God, this is pushing the limits. But
I'll tell you, no, absolutely, Kim. That she was on my list.
Famous because her husband can't ride a horse.
She got famous.
All right, I'm
oh, Bill Bouchard.
Listen, you with the Earl Woods can shut the fuck up right now.
I'm shutting up.
Yeah, if you listen,
if you haven't heard that show, go get that one.
Yeah, and that's Nigel Rosenblum, the annoying guy in the background there.
You know, I have the voicemail from her. I think in here.
Oh, you know what? You know what? I don't play that. That might be a violation of her privacy to play that. Maybe.
No, it's just her boasting.
You know, I have it too. I would feel better playing my voicemail that she left me.
Well, she just trash talked me.
Yeah, I know she did to me too. Maybe after
the break we'll play those.
It was annoying. I want to spare our listeners the annoying gloating of my.
You know, and I was like, Kim, you should really trash talk because when Lou Rawls died, I called everybody and was a miserable asshole to them.
You did.
And you know what? That's what
play what happened when Lou Rawls died. We have all the clips for you. This is Lou Rawls
my
died.
Pick. These are our
January
picks.
6th, Lou Rawls died, like 2 days after we did the draft.
Yeah, these are our picks for the show.
Yeah.
I struggled a long time about keeping Castro, and I give him to you.
He stole him off Corey's 05. Corey, it's actually
that's okay,
because
you give me my number one overall that I wanted more than anything.
Go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lou Rawls.
Yeah, you know what?
We are the champions.
All right, Lou Rawls, for anyone that doesn't know, was just diagnosed with lung cancer. I will say he was my number one pick
overall. Another love life.
You have stolen my number one pick.
Lou Rawls.
Lou Rawls is advantages in that he's
black
and he's an icon. And those guys die very quickly, so.
I can't. I'm happy as a clam right now. I got my two top picks. I can't believe I had a draft like this.
All right. Well, see, this is what assholes we are. We are gloating, singing Lou Rawls songs in the background.
Yeah.
And you got your points. You got
I did get
28 big points. You felt in 3 days you had already amassed like almost as many points as you did in all of 05. And you were feeling great. I don't know where the 05 list is anymore.
I had like 40-something in low 5.
Yeah, and you were just on cloud 9. Mm. And then Kim got Shelley Winters like just like 6 days later.
And here's that pick.
Here's that pick. This is funny. I love what she says here.
All right, I'm going to go with Shelley Winters.
Ooh, that's
Shelley Winters.
I'm surprised she's still alive.
Yeah, not for long.
Following in the cheesy white Aretha Franklin. That's a good pick, Kim. I like it.
Not for long. Wow, that's evil. So Shelly Winters kicks the bucket. 15 points for Kim.
Then we had, who was the next to go? Well, Betty Friedan died.
Yeah.
She's like this feminist writer that Kim picked and really shouldn't have commented.
And you Nimrods didn't know who she was, and I had to explain who she was.
I still don't know who she was.
And you know what? But what happened is she didn't get any attention because at the exact same time, Chris Penn die?
Grandpa Al Lewis died that time. Well, so we have Grandpa
Here's
Al.
The Grandpa Al Lewis.
Nigel's pick was Grandpa Al Lewis.
By our
attorney,
Nigel
Rosenblum. We turn to you.
All right, I'm going for my obscure internet pick. Al Lewis, Grandpa Munster.
Grandpa Al Lewis.
Pick. He's actually a big-time player in these things.
Grandpa Al was on my
list.
That's
why I found him. Oh, was he? I didn't even notice that. Yeah.
Al Lewis. Equality pick, I'll give you that. Yeah, he was on my 05 pick. I think he was my last guy I picked. And I just let him go. I let him slide. I didn't keep him. And
those are the ones
Nigel
that hurt.
Picked him up. And,
those are the ones that hurt.
18 points. Remember, we couldn't determine how old Grandpa Al was for a while. You thought he was 95. People said he was 82, so he got 18 points.
He actually was the one guy who said he was older than he was.
Yeah, so he could play old guys in the movies. Mm. But then Nigel was hot, and Nigel looked unstoppable because then he got just, a week or two ago, he got Don Knotts. Play that.
But for my pick, I'm going to go with another Don myself, Don Knotts.
Don Knotts. You are a bastard because I wanted Don Knotts very badly, and
you know what? I don't want Don Knotts to die, so I'm a fan of Don
it's
Knotts.
It's not what I want
for people
to
have.
I don't want Don Knotts to die. That's all I'm saying. I don't want Don Knotts to die.
I'm here to investigate the murder.
Well, I'm going
to
take.
The voice man, Bill Bouchard.
Yeah, Bill Bouchard was on a roll that day impersonating everybody. And Don Knotts died. And like I said, I like Don Knotts. I said that on the show, and now he's dead. So.
Well, damn it all.
So here's basically where everything stands. Kim is in the lead.
He is now the ghost for a new Mr. Chicken to find. It'd be great if they did the ghost of Don Knotts in a movie where
Mr.
some
Chicken.
Guy, Steve Buscemi goes and finds the ghost of Don Knotts.
With some skinny bug-eyed guy.
Whoa!
That's a good movie. Now, someone's going to do that, and you're going to be pissed off.
I know. Don Knotts is the ghost in The Ghost of Mr. Chicken.
So the Death Pool.
If you haven't seen The Ghost of Mr. Chicken, I highly recommend it.
And The Incredible Mr. Limpet, or he became a fish. And oh, look at you. Mm-hmm. So anyway, here's what happened. Kim now has 86 mega whopper points here in the first week of March. Mm-hmm. Nigel Rosenblum is in second place with Don Knotts. Grandpa Al got him 37 points. And then Corey Hall's Lou Rawls on January 6th was worth 28. Bill Bouchard, Goose Egg, and myself, Joel, no points.
Did not register,
absolutely nothing. But doing the analysis, this is
you
what
have
I,
some DNP points, some did not play.
I did not score yet. But here's the thing. You're all bummed about Kim winning. And I was on the forum. Some of you guys were chatting with us earlier on the forum. I am not that upset with the Dana Reeve death.
Okay, it's only March.
That's part of it. Is number one, it's
I'm
only
upset.
March.
I'm upset. Look, Kim got a couple hits, and I was okay with them because this 56 points, I don't have anybody that big on my list.
Well, here's the thing. There's 9.5 months left, okay? Yeah. I was good in that I picked a lot of young, sick people. Mm-hmm. Like I picked Tammy Faye Baker-Messner, 36 points. That fag Kojikaru, 59 points, right? Mm-hmm. Elizabeth Edwards, cancer, 43 points.
Yeah.
Pete Doherty, the guy from the Libertines and Baby Shambles, he's been arrested 4 times for drugs.
I know.
In the year 2006. And he's worth 74 points. Eleanor Mondale has brain cancer. She's worth 54. Abu Musab al-Zarqawi is wanted by the United States government.
Okay.
And he's worth 62.
And so is Osama bin Laden, who's been living for 12 years now.
So I have really potential to score in big chunks of points here and get back on the board. You have a really good list. I always thought you had a good list. I thought you and Kim had the best
list. I'm going to need more deaths.
But you need a lot of deaths. I mean, you're going to get Dick Clark, Jerry Ford, but that only gives you 30. That'll put you at 58. I'll give you Mickey Rooney. That'll may give you 72. That's worth 14. Mm-hmm. I'll give you Don Ho.
Yeah.
And you're at 96. So Don Ho would put you over the...
I'm going to need a whole lot of deaths.
Yeah, I mean...
Pavarotti is like one tortellini away from a heart attack. And he would be some good points.
Well, the one real young guy you have is Suge Knight, and he's worth 60. And you never know, you know?
A bullet could hit that brother.
But that summer is the gangbanging time out in L.A., so, that's really...
nobody could predict, Chris Penn or something like that. So.
Right. Well, Kirby Puckett died too, the old Minnesota Twins player.
I need to have Dakota Fanning die to win this thing.
If you put a picture.
You know what you should do? You should pick somebody like Dakota Fanning. You should just pick some wild 78-point thing, you know, and be like, let's see if I can win with this.
Yeah, but I don't think you can pick, like, Angelina Jolie's unborn baby or something
really?
Like that. I don't think that counts.
You can't pick a child star and go, like,
swing. I think you can pick a child star.
Just as a protection. You just go, I'm gonna pick this 85-point pickup here on this 12-year-old kid.
The little girl from Poltergeist, like, she was, like, 10 when she died or something. She was born 90.
Why are there no Ryan Whites? Why are there no kids with AIDS waiting to kick off?
Well, Bill Bichard literally will need about 5 deaths to even tie Kim because his guys average out at, like, 17 points or something.
Bill's out of this contest, let's be honest.
I mean, you never know. I mean, like I said, it's 9.5 months. If you got a death a month, you win. Mm-hmm. And Kim's at that pace, so it could happen, you know?
Now, who else does Kim have on her list?
Kim has Sid Caesar, which is, you know, worth 16. She'll probably get, but see, the thing with Kim now, she scored her biggest points she could. I mean, she has guys like Walter Cronkite and that deep throat guy, Mark Felt.
Sure.
They're worth 10 and 7, respectively.
Okay.
Betty Ford would be worth 12. J.D. Salinger would be worth 12. Joey Bishop would be worth 12.
So she could just cream us in this.
Lady Bird Johnson's worth 6. Yeah, but I like what I've got. You've got sort of a well-rounded list. I mean, your people are old. You got Jake
LaMotta,
85.
20-pointer. Yeah. Kind of about a lot of 20-point range, right?
Well, here's the thing. Don Knotts died, so Andy Griffith could jump in the coffin with him.
I'm hoping that's what happens.
Not unlike Dana. See, they say that when, like, Chris Reeve died, what, 2 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Dana Reeve right in the coffin with him, man.
Andy, you know, yeah, I'm waiting for Matlock to jump right in there.
And then Matlock's going to jump in with
I'm hoping.
With Barney Fife.
You know, seriously, there's nothing on television worse than the sound of the Matlock theme song for me.
Like, how does that go? It goes, brr, brr, and it's like a loud brass sort of thing.
Yeah, there's just like jazzy brass thing. And
is it like a still frame of Matlock or something in there?
Whenever like that comes on, you know it's the death of good television. You're just like, whatever you're watching.
You know, it's 2:30 on a Sunday morning, and you're like, okay.
Well, time to turn the TV off because I heard the Matlock theme.
That's like nap time music, you know. Yeah. Time for Tubby Bye Bye or something. And that's like, you know, go right to sleep.
God, Teletubbies.
Love the Teletubbies. There's like a show that looks exactly like Teletubbies, but it's not. Do you know what that is?
It's the same people who made Teletubbies.
Is it really? Yeah. But that's in high def on the PBS HD.
Boomba Zumba or something?
Yeah, that's crazy looking, man. That's some psychedelic shit.
They look like gumdrops jumping.
Yeah, they're like, it's weird.
I'll tell you, when Teletubbies first came out, I was in England with a hangover that was one of the most severe I ever had in my life. Because when you go to England, those savages over there will go, you're on your 8th pint in about an hour and a half, and they go, I think he should be made to drink more. You know, they're like, you're just like, oh, let's see what the Yank can do. Yeah. And so I'm waking up dead. There's like mule team kicking my head. And I turn on the Teletubbies. And I'll tell you what, those little guys helped me through.
Aww.
You know, it was like,
Where's
Dipsy's hat? You know, and it's a great show.
That's, yeah, I watched that. Kim was over one day, and I was like, can we watch Teletubbies for a minute? Because it's cool looking.
Yeah.
Like, I love that the sun has like a baby's head in it.
Yeah, it's like a baby giggling.
Yeah, the Flaming Lips use that on stage as one of their like projected backdrops.
Oh, really?
Was like the baby in the sun. It's fucking cool.
It could be the greatest stoner show ever.
Teletubbies, oh, absolutely.
Because,
man.
Like, first of all, the plots are like Dipsy lost his hat.
Yeah.
That's the plot. And then they'll run around in a circle, or they're like, they'll find a wall and they'll have to run around it 12 times. And then, like, they got a little segment where they show the bellies on them, show TV shows.
Right. And it's always like a kid milking a cow or something like that. Yeah.
Kid makes pancakes.
It's sort of like Sesame Street sort of things where they go to, like,
but the best part is they'll show that little clip, like the little 2-minute clip, and then they'll go again and they'll show the same clip. Which, for stoners, is like the best thing ever, because they might not have gotten the whole pancake-making process the first time, and they're going to get a recap immediately after.
That is so weird, and kids will just sit there and watch it again. And stoners, I guess.
Exactly.
That's what it is. Teletubbies.
So when you got
crazy.
A big hangover, you're high, go rent some Teletubbies.
Yeah, but check that out. What's the name of that show again? The Zumbles?
It's called like Boomba Zuba. I don't know what it's called.
You got to check that out, man. If you got an HD TV, man, put on the PBS and watch that shit when that's
on.
There's some crazy puppet shows on PBS HD 2 now.
Yeah.
The Mustard Pancakes is one that I watch.
Yeah, Joel gets a high def TV. He goes, man, you got to check out this puppet show.
That
was the first thing he made me watch.
You can see, like, every bit of fur on the puppet, you know?
You can see the stick being maneuvered.
Yeah, it's great. So I love the HD. I love all the kiddie shows on that. They look cool.
Yeah.
I watched that in NASCAR in HD.
Wow.
Because NASCAR looks cool.
Oh, yeah, because the cars look much better in HD.
Yeah, those decals look great. I think we did this on the Chill Show talking about the HD.
Well, whatever.
Anyway, NASCAR. But yeah, so Dana Reeve. Now we were talking about that. Like, I put up that link on the forum about Dana Reeve like posing with Chris.
Yeah,
and you mentioned that. Well, you go ahead and
you can go see it on the forums. But
yeah, there's a
you
link.
Can see
to
the
it.
Picture, but I said, "Hey, nice nips."
Yeah, she's wearing like some dress with her nipples. She was a hot chick.
That was a nice piece of ass.
She was totally hot,
man. Sure.
You think anyone tagged that between like when Chris died and like when she got cancer? Because that would be. That'd be some prime time.
Well, that
right
was at least
right?
a year or so to get.
Yeah,
in there.
I think.
Yeah, we're the most weird, the most ghoulish people that.
Well,
ever.
I don't know. I mean,
I mean, just look that family though. Damn.
It's yeah.
Like, you know, I mean, if you're those kids, it's like
they
oh,
have
hey.
One kid, right? They have one kid. I think they have a 13-year-old son.
Well, I think they had kids from other marriages
yeah,
or something.
Maybe.
But you're like, hi, I'm an orphan.
Yeah.
Wow. It's really disturbing. I said on the forum that it looked like she was posing with Professor X because, like, all his, he was in a wheelchair and all his hair fell out. And I'm like, that's not Superman. That's Professor X. You know, and it, and then she's banging nipples popping out.
Yeah, she was quite a looker, man. She was like a singer, like a lounge kind of singer. That's what they say how she got lung cancer is yeah. that she would sing in nightclubs every night.
Well, that's really bodes well for us.
For our comedy careers. Well, yeah.
This week I chain smoked about 5,000 cigarettes, and I don't smoke.
Because you were watching all those crummy bands
oh,
all
God.
Weekend.
We have this thing in Detroit called the Hamtramck Blowout, and Hamtramck is the former Polish enclave. There's still Poles there, but it's like getting to be more Yemeni and Pakistani and all kinds of, you know.
Serbs.
It used to be, yeah, yeah. So it used to be all Polish people. Now it's other people in there, but... yeah, I was in Hamtramck all damn week. Because on Tuesday, they got this big festival called Punchki Day.
Yeah, it's Fat Tuesday.
Yeah, you eat a donut. That's the whole thing.
Eat a jelly donut.
And the news, the local news spends about 12 hours that.
Well, why did you have to go down that day?
I went down and got some Punchkis.
Oh, okay. Well, look at you.
And then the next,
living
like,
up to the fat man stereotype.
And then the next, like, five nights, I was in Hamtramck doing this blowout thing where they have 200 bands and all these venues.
Yeah, like... 10 different bars over 3 nights and
you just you know. Most of the bars are close so you can walk to a lot of them.
Yeah.
And then the ones that are a little farther out you get on a little party bus.
Yeah. It's a good time. I've done it 8 billion times yeah. so I didn't bother this year but
I was so I'm tired.
Yeah, and then we did our Nadia benefit last night.
We'll last night was a benefit for Nadia.
And yeah, so it was quite a yeah, we inhaled a lot of smoke.
Oh, and you're, none of our as own. A comedian you might as well just put your mouth on a smokestack and because you're in a comedy club full of smoke all the time. You know, some clubs like are doing smokeless nights or like
yeah, the one
smokeless shows.
One show where usually the first show Friday.
Another reason to move to California. I could be fine yeah. and live another 1,000 years without all this smoke I inhale.
Yeah, I was talking to this guy from New York over the weekend at the bar, and he was like, man, you go to New York. He's like, I'm from New York, and nobody smokes there. And I was like, yeah, but. I find when people aren't smoking, they're not having fun. Like, there's no funner group of people than drunk smokers. Drunk sure. smokers, like, are in love with the world, man.
Yeah, they are.
Now, smokers outside the office building in the middle of the afternoon are miserable bastards.
Right.
But on a Saturday night, when you got, a scotch and water in your hand and yeah. a cigarette, people are having a great fucking time.
But when you're out in New York, people in New York, by the way, break that rule all the time.
Yeah, don't they, like, have private rooms and stuff where yeah. you can smoke yeah. and sort of, yeah.
But you don't miss it at all.
No, but, I mean, you know.
And in L.A., nobody gives a shit because it's warm outside and you can smoke
you
outside.
You can smoke outside, yeah.
So it's like, oh, whatever. Nah. But New York, yeah, you're right. In the middle of winter, people go. their hands are freezing. Yeah. They're still puffing away.
Smokers are disgusting, pathetic people, in my opinion.
They really are. You know. And they're going to kill you and I.
Probably.
Andy Kaufman never smoked a day in his life, died of cancer.
Yeah. A lot of comics die, young yeah. man. Dennis Wolfberg.
Well, I think he smoked.
Does Dennis Wolfberg smoke?
Do you remember Dennis Wolfberg, people? Does anybody in the podcast listening audience?
Okay, I'm going to guarantee you this.
No.
I was going to say we could give away the Chicken Ranch Records catalog if anyone knows who Dennis Wolfberg is. But
yeah, we still have those CDs
bothers.
To give away.
Don't bother with that. We'll give those away at the anniversary show or something.
Sure.
I don't know. But Dennis Wolfberg was like this bug-eyed, weird comic. Yeah, he was around in the 80s. And
that was it. He would talk. He was exasperated.
Yeah, he was a
that was
very weird
thing.
Dude. Yeah. And you saw him on a lot of those like 80s stand-up comedy shows.
Mm.
Those big things where they had 12 guys come out and do 5 minutes each.
He had a red mustache and like hair.
And
it was crazy.
He would lick his lip.
He was like Gilbert Gottfried a little bit, but a
little bit. Yeah, he was a little like kind of a bug-eyed, weird guy. He was like an emo Phillips was weird, but he was weird in his own way.
Real specific delivery.
Yeah, so Dennis Wolfberg was a good
one of those guys you couldn't copy.
Bill Hicks.
Bill Hicks smoked.
He smoked and drank, but, you know.
Bill Hicks smoked like a Polish factory town. You know, I mean, he smoked like Russia.
All right.
That was going to be, so, you know, no surprise, he died.
Well, you know, but these are young guys that die.
That's true. Bill Hicks died at like 34 or something.
Yeah.
So,
that's, so I mean, are we going to have to eulogize one of our own here? Bill Hildebrandt or P.J. Butlin or one of those guys?
Well, you know, Bushy's already past the Hicks age, so he's doing okay.
Well, I'm right at the Hicks age.
Oh, yeah, wow.
Well, I'm glad I've outlived, like, Kurt Cobain and I've
You know
what's
going to be
like,
sad in, like, a week or two? You're going to, you know, yeah, you're going to outlive Belushi.
Oh, yeah.
Chris Farley, all these guys.
Well, I think I outlived Hendrix already.
You've outlived Jesus.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. I think John Lennon was, what, 40 when he got shot?
Lennon was 40,
yeah. So I've got a ways to go to that. But
no, yeah, well, Hendrix was 27, and so was Cobain.
Morrison was 27, I think. There was, like, a thing where everybody was 27.
Yeah, wasn't, like, what's her name?
Brian
Janis
Jones.
Joplin?
Brian Jones was, like, 25, I think.
Wow.
Yeah.
Those people still seem older.
I know.
This is a riveting show, by the way.
I know. Well, I've been reading all those Beatles books and stuff and looking at those guys, and it was, like, John Lennon was, like, 30 when the Beatles broke up, man.
Yeah.
He's fucking 30. He was the oldest guy. Ringo, I think, was the oldest guy. I think Ringo was like a year older.
Yeah.
But it was like George Harrison was like 27. And it's like, yeah, I just made fucking the 13 greatest albums ever made.
Yeah.
I'm in the greatest band. And
good night.
27. Fuck all you guys.
Night, everybody.
Yeah. And it's just like, well.
I think go total loaf to my studio and play with my sheep.
Although
dog.
George Harrison.
Thanks, Paul.
George Harrison did die young, though.
George Harrison, yeah.
He smoked himself to death. There's a fucking guy who ruined his life.
Yeah. That was a guy that was all about clean living and Hindu, and he was, you know.
Hare Krishna and all that stuff.
He was all vegetarian and stuff. And then, yeah, look what good that did him.
Smoked a billion cigarettes.
There you go.
Way to go, George.
Probably, who knows what those guys did.
The Beatles?
Yeah.
Well, I've been reading a bunch of books, and they were the one book, man, they were just all on drugs all the time. John Lennon was tripping every minute, and was on heroin at the end there.
They try and downplay that all the time.
Yeah. And then, like the one book I read, you got to read this book, man. It talks about how, like, when they were in Hamburg doing that, you know, that whole period.
Yeah.
Like, they had a doctor that would come and, like, treat their VD every night.
Oh,
like,
good.
Backstage.
Oh.
And it was like... Paul's girlfriend was pregnant and all this shit that, like, you never heard about. And
you know, back in the old days, though, you couldn't get a Super 8 camera to film this stuff.
Right.
And that's why there's no sex tapes of the Beatles.
Yeah.
Because, this whole John, Yoko was the only thing he ever banged. Stop.
Well, in the book, they said that he admitted, while he was married to Cynthia, that John Lennon admitted to, like, sleeping with over 300 women.
Yeah.
While he was married to her.
Yeah, good move.
So the Beatles were popular for 5 years. He had 300 chicks. That's only like 60 a year.
Oh.
I don't even think that's a lot. I don't think that's a lot if you're in the fucking Beatles, man.
Joel, if you had a year where you hit 60 girls.
No. I'm not in the Beatles, man.
Oh, okay.
If you're in the Beatles, I think you're getting laid all day. I think you're getting laid five fucking, you know.
Yeah. I've had years where I've hit five girls and been like, oh my God, this is the greatest thing
I've
ever
heard. That song, like, 8 days a week. That was about banging.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Nah, I don't know.
Why?
I don't think so. But can you imagine how laid those guys got, though, man?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I think there's a song, Run for Your Life, Little Girl.
Yeah.
I'm going to get you in the end, which is an anal sex
song. That was an anal sex song.
Yeah, it's all about, you know, doing a girl in the brown
all
hole.
All of the Hard Day's Night?
Sure.
Absolutely. It's about sex and erections. Oh. All the Beatles songs are about sex.
You know, we could do all Beatles radio, guys. We could talk about the Beatles all day long.
We played the Ruddles last week.
Let's talk about the anthology and, you know.
No, I love the Beatles, though, man. I was just listening to some of their shit recently.
Man.
I'm watching all the...
I hear they're good, them Beatles.
I've got the DVD of Magical Mystery Tour over
it's
there.
It's fine. That's why? Because I came to the conclusion recently this weekend that all modern music is complete garbage and horseshit.
Watching all those garage rock bands.
It's just all horseshit. It's
kind
all
of is.
Monkey poop. There's kind of a thing going on here with, like, kind of a country thing going on.
Yeah.
Now, like a little alt-country is creeping into this scene.
And who cares?
Yeah. There were a bunch of mandolins this weekend.
Oh. That girl was playing the violin last night. I wanted to fucking kill her. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh.
Really?
To shove it down her fucking...
I didn't think they were that bad, but I hear what you're saying.
The violin was bad. I'm not... The whole thing was okay. I mean, it wasn't horrible,
sure.
But the violin, it's like, ooh.
Well, they were more kind of space rocky.
Well, everyone's trying to be like the Arcade Fire now and have like horns and violins.
This is a stupid move financially, by the way. I was watching like Broken Social Scene was on Conan or something.
Oh, yeah, it was
12
good,
guys.
Yeah.
Okay, you're not making that much money a night.
Well, yeah, I saw Broken Social Scene. They don't tour with that many people.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think when they did TV, like, everybody gets to show up and play.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know how they make money. I've read articles where they try to tell you how they, like, you know.
one of my roommates is the manager of a pretty big band.
Yeah.
At least they were big for about 5 seconds.
Yeah.
And they're on tour right now, and the opening act has a single that's playing on MTV right now.
Yeah.
But they signed this deal that's just horrible. And so the headliners, who aren't really pulling in as many people as the openers, are making like 5 times more than them.
Yeah.
So
who's the opener? I don't know.
She Wants Revenge.
Oh, I don't even know. I don't even watch the fucking
They got
MTV.
This song out there right now.
Well,
yeah.
Fuck those guys.
Yeah. By the way, I'll punch the guy from Hawthorne Heights. I'm gonna open.
What did they do?
They're just horrible. They're just these bad, crappy emo bands. And it's like, look, I was watching emo like 10 years ago. I was in
basement. I've never even heard of them. Is that a national act?
Yeah. They're all over
Jesus
MTV
Christ.
Now. Well, here's the thing.
I think I wrestled that high school, the team in high school, Hawthorne Heights.
Yeah.
I don't know what that
is. I was successfully avoiding MTV for years. And then I started somehow it sucked me back in.
We watch. You got the MTV2 on the digital cable over there. Is that what you got?
I do. The DirecTV. But I don't even watch the MTV2 as much as I watch just the regular.
So
MTV.
I don't even see a video on the regular MTV.
You got to watch TRL.
Oh well, I don't watch that.
But if you watch MTV2, you might see a video.
Yeah.
But usually you see the Andy Milonakis show or Jackass, some derivative of Jackass.
But
where
they
it's
have
like,
they have like a puppet show on there.
Wonder Shows. In,
yeah.
Which
Wonder
is sort
shows
of funny,
okay.
But it's, you know what it is? It's TV Funhouse.
Is it? Yeah.
If you ever saw TV Funhouse, a brilliant show. I wish they put that out on DVD. That was Robert Smigel, who does Triumph.
Yeah.
The insult comic dog. This is riveting radio.
No, go ahead.
You know what? This is just a show where we're going to shoot the
I
shit.
I looked away at the thing.
No, Joel and I are going to just shoot the shit and talk about what we want to talk about.
What's what people want to listen to?
Look, we brought you anal fisting.
When was that? Was I not here that week?
That was the Nadia show.
Well, we didn't anally fist her, but you spanked her.
Okay, well, not on the radio. All but right. No.
we had 5 weeks of five good guests.
We had stellar shows. Okay, well, 4 great ones and 1 if you want. But and now we're going to kick back and I'm going to talk about Wonder Showzen.
Yeah.
If you've seen Wonder Showzen,
eat that.
It's like a puppet show. It's like Sesame Street, but they're all talking about they're smoking crack and knifing each other and isn't that just droll? Yeah. And it's okay. It's kind of funny. They got this one puppet that's just extraordinarily annoying and goes in the street and bugs people. But that's all stolen
right.
from TV Funhouse.
Yeah.
Which was great. Go check out TV Funhouse if you
TV Funhouse. Corey's TV pick of the week.
Oh, that was a funny show. The Anna Pals.
Did you?
Good stuff.
Yeah, I watched, I think, the funniest show on television the other night, How I Met Your Mother.
Oh!
And,
wow.
No. But that, I will say, the tits on that Robin on that show.
Yeah?
Kobe Smulders.
That's her name?
Oh, yeah, baby. We've talked about her in the past, man. And that age.
Have you ever had sexual relations with a girl with really big breasts?
Not Kobe Smulders.
Yes, sir, I did. Mm-hmm. And how did you find it? Very erotic.
That's the long form of that one.
I didn't realize that was a long version of that one.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's hot, man, and Allison Hannigan was like trying on wedding dresses last night.
I'd still like me some Allison
Hannigan.
Yeah,
it was good. It was good stuff, so I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
And, not a funny show, although the Doogie Howser guy's good on that.
Neil Patrick Harris?
Neil Patrick Harris is the best.
Patrick Harris is a genius in the film Starship Troopers. If you haven't seen that.
Yeah, he's good in Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle.
That's true.
And he basically plays that Harold and Kumar kind of thing. He's a cocky asshole.
Just a dick.
He was himself. He was playing himself in Harold and Kumar.
Yeah.
But him as an asshole. And he's really good on How
Speaking
I Met
Speaking of
Your
cocky
Mother.
Assholes, you never find any of them in rock and roll shows.
All right. Well, we'll get to that later. We got to talk about that. Anyway, let's breaky time here. You want to do it? Let's do a couple little quick plugs here before we go to the break. We're going to talk about the Oscars after this. We got a lot of good thoughts on that. We watched the whole. Did you watch the whole show?
Sadly.
Yeah. How much you sleep through? Anyway, we'll talk about the Oscars because we made our picks. Don't forget to vote for our show on podcastalley.com.
Yeah,
go over there.
If you haven't done it already, what the hell are you waiting for?
Well, some people haven't. Some people haven't. But we like to keep our rankings up. And if you're using the iTunes service, go ahead and write a review of our show. You can get the show on iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
Write a review of us. That helps
yeah.
us. We do appreciate
Woo-hoo.
And don't forget, we have a new feature on the bonus club for the mailing list members. So get on the mailing list. Go to CoreyandJoelRadio.com.
Oh, all the goodness we give you.
Discuss the show in the forums and everything like that.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Anyway, let's play some more Bell and Sebastian. We'll take a break.
Sure.
We'll come back. We'll do the Oscars. And we'll talk about our new bonus feature. And a health update on Nadia.
Yes, sir.
And more right after this. On Corey and Joel Radio, number 58.
Kissing man like a long walk home when the music stops. Take it to Fami, took it to the park. When you're on your own, it's a long walk home. Well, if they follow you, don't look back. Like Dylan in the movies, on your own. If they follow you, it's not your mind. Settle down on the pillow soft. When they've all gone home, you can concentrate on the ones you love. You can concentrate, hey, now they're gone. But if they follow you, don't look back. Like Dylan in the movie, on your own. If they follow you, it's not your money that they're out. We all went back to another time. I will love you over. I will love you over. I will love you.
Your
back.
Mic was not up when you said welcome back, but now it is.
Joel beat me to it.
Like Dylan in the movies.
There it is.
Bell and Sebastian from If You're Feeling Sinister.
That's a real good record to mope to.
On Jeepster Records.
It's a good record to mope to.
Yeah, there's some. We're playing the most upbeat track so far.
Yeah, no, it's a great record.
It is. It's a great record, and they're a good live band if you ever get a chance to see Bell and Sebastian. So.
Yeah.
Let's talk about our new bonus feature because we have the Remnants sort of in the studio here. We'll not mention specifically what it was. We came up, you know, we eat a lot of Toffee Fae. That's been sort of our thing. We've sort of been known for that.
Not lately. I can't find it.
Well, I tried to get Niels on that. I think Niels might be hooking us up, so I don't know. Anyway, we've got where we get some jerk.
Apparently, the local Toffee Fay distributor just crapped out or something. I don't know what happened.
It was one 70-year-old guy had a heart attack, and that's it.
And I beseech you, Stork Company.
Yeah.
If you're out there.
Well, my friend's working for Stork now. I told you that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Let me hook us up that way.
And she can barely find her, ass with a map. Let alone figure out how to work Stork in her.
Corey, don't. First of all, she can't find her ass with a map. Okay, not.
Right. I'll give her some credit.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. So anyway, we sort of branched out into our own little candy sort of goodie segment. We call it Corey and Joel's Food Fight, where we decide what are the best snacks.
Oh boy!
And like we have things like a
we
candy
are some
division.
Tubby bitches.
We have a candy division. We have a cookie division, and we each bring in our own player, and we decide whose snack is better. And we eat them, and we sample them, and we tell you which is the best.
And we're gonna keep doing it, not because it's good, but because we're fat.
Yeah, and it's a 32 episode series.
Absolutely.
So look forward to that. Get on the mailing list
because we likes to eat.
CoreyandJoelRadio.com. So
there's all kinds of good stuff. And you know, are you gonna start pruning the list again?
Pruning the list of what?
Some of the back stuff.
Oh, yeah. I think so. Yeah, so we keep adding.
Periodically, we cut stuff off the list.
Yeah, so get on the mailing list now because we've already dropped some of the all-time classic Your Podcast Sucks. Like, those aren't even up there anymore.
Sure.
So we might bring those back if enough people sign up.
You can't even get the PK&J podcast.
I think the PK&J one might be off the list. So you guys got to sign up and get those quick because they only last for a limited time.
Some of our class. Now, right now, there's still Steve Sabo doing the.
Steve Sabo doing Jerk Off Home Companion is up there. And
if you go to the trouble of listening to the show, get on the mailing list already.
And then we already talked about the Deathpool show.
Sometimes we do like whole other shows.
Yeah. There's 20 extra minutes of Deathpool.
I know that
we didn't even fit into the show that are on the mailing list.
You know, if you listen to this in your car and your commute, we don't give you enough for a whole week.
No.
You know, this show's pretty quick, so get on the mailing list. You'll get all kinds of bonus stuff.
Yeah, round it off with Food Fight.
Sure.
Why not?
That's
the hell?
Good 6 minutes.
What do you got to do?
It's a good 6 minutes in traffic.
I'll break the fourth wall and say, we already taped Food Fight. It was splendid.
Oh, okay.
I'll do that. Is that wrong?
You go right ahead.
Is that wrong?
No, just let him peek inside the production and let him see how we do.
Well,
that's
all going to be on the bonus features on the DVD that is coming out soon.
Oh, okay.
Yes, we have
behind the scenes.
Yeah, we'll have a behind the scenes bonus, though.
Oh,
well, that is sort of the idea with the mailing list. Is it's like the DVD. It's sort of like you watch the movie and then you watch the extra junk.
Deep content. That's
and
we
have
offer.
Deep content.
Yes.
Food Fight with Corey and Joel.
Bonuses.
Innovating again.
Yes.
I'm sure this will be copied many times.
Oh,
we'll have a
absolutely.
Snack attack with Air Ferg. You know what I mean? You're gonna have
no Air Ferg. It's not innovating anything.
You're not gonna have that. They're not gonna have
no. Bib and Yaz smoke a lot of weed and stuff, so they probably will already.
You're
do
not gonna have Nobody Likes Ho Ho's with Patrick and Hollywood. You're not gonna have that.
Oh, nobody likes those jackbags.
We're
talking about podcasters again, and we don't even care anymore.
Bib and Yaz eat a hoagie. I know it's coming. We innovate everywhere.
I can't remember the last time I went on a forum and actually read a comment on. I used to get so incensed at those message boards.
Oh, on the podcast alley.
I used to read all the podcast message boards, and
nobody fights anymore on those.
And no, we used to fist fight all.
Yeah,
we used to get nasty with these people.
Everyone realized they really did nobody any good, and we're just sort of.
You know, because you know it's the same six douchebags reading the forum that ever always were,
and so the listeners don't
care.
Our audience
expands.
Listeners don't care. So let's move
organically.
On
organically.
Let's move along to what
I'll tell you what, if they have an expo again next year, I'm going to go and throw down on some fools, though. I'll swing at some bitches, and that'll get us some publicity.
All right, so the Oscars were Sunday night, man. Sunday night Oscar show.
Oh, boy.
And we watched separately.
We sure did.
We kept in telephony, phone contact, the hotline was open.
We had a video conferencing message system set up.
To discuss how awful the show was. And,
boy.
You want to start with Jon Stewart? You want to take that one?
That's faggot stuff. You want to call it by its name, that's strictly for fags.
Oh. That was a faggoty show. We mentioned that in maybe a little less faggoty than we thought it was going to be, though.
It was not as faggoty as faggery could be.
Because Brokeback Mountain didn't win Best Picture.
It sure didn't.
Sure didn't.
It
crashed
did
it. Crashed, so.
Wow.
Say what you will there.
If only I had the theme music for Crash, but I don't.
We don't have the theme music for Crash.
And no one really needs that.
The best part of the Oscars, I think.
Yeah.
Was the best song. Remember how we were saying, like...
Oh, yeah, here it is. You know it's hard
out here for a go get Corey. Go, Corey. Go, Corey. It's your birthday. We're gonna party.
Oh, it's hot out here for a pimp.
We're saying, like, who are they going to get?
Because a welfare check doesn't come till the first of the month. It's hard to get some grape soda and a menthol cigarette when you got to trick out a bitch on the street.
Yeah, this was, remember we said who's going to introduce us? We wanted, like, Ben Kingsley to introduce the best song category with this song. And they ended up getting Ludacris. Was it Ludacris and Crash or something, that guy?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, so
actually, Jon Stewart had a great line. He was like, Martin Scorsese, 0 Oscars, 3-6 Mafia 1.
Yeah, 3-6 Mafia 1. They were crazy when they won, though. They were all like, oh, man.
But that's what that's some legitimate straight-up street thug brothers.
Yeah.
Because nobody party like black people, and they win the Oscar, and it's the crevassiers flowing already.
Exactly, man.
And whoop, dee-dee-dee.
And that's the way it should be.
Right.
Fuck all these.
Meryl Streep wins an Oscar, and it's, you know, Lottie Bliggity Blue.
Reese Witherspoon won. Oh, my God.
That was
I was so happy.
Did you cry a little bit?
Oh, my God. I could not believe America's Sweetheart finally got her Oscar.
She's cute as a button.
I know. Even with the chin, well, I still would kiss her.
That's a big anvil jaw, isn't it?
It is a big chin.
What do you...
It ends up in her soup when she eats, I will tell you.
Joel, now a gay accountant. A gay Jewish
I thought I was
accountant.
An old Jewish lady. Yeah, I'm trying to be an old Jewish.
Oh, an old Jewish lady. Yeah, you are. And it,
right.
I don't, yeah. She, look, how do we do on our picks? Because
Oh, you want to know how we did? Well, remember last week,
we had Demi.
We had Demi.
You know, Paradise Now is about terrorism. And Hollywood's filled with a bunch of fag kikes.
Yeah, oh, thanks to everybody. I know my personal inbox was stuffed with comments on that.
Yeah.
I actually had to reboot my computer. My thing crashed.
Oh, the deluge of mail we
really
got
horrible.
On the Debbie show.
We actually slowed the internet down with the traffic.
Yeah.
From that show. So that was great. Thank you. Anyway.
I suddenly thought we were doing... we got so little feedback, I thought we were doing El Nacho show. That's how... It was unbelievable. No one listened to Debbie and cared about it.
No, I don't know. I like Debbie.
It was very nice of Debbie to come in and do that.
Debbie came in. She's a big-time guest, and she came in.
She's been on
show.
Many a national forum.
She did our show and stayed on topic for about 2 seconds.
Right,
and,
right. And
immediately
then wandered
went
off about terrorism.
Yeah. But we like Debbie. Anyway, so Debbie, of course, writes about movies on her blog. That's her claim to fame.
Sure.
Debbie does politics. Sure. I don't know. I'm plugging that again.
Who cares?
What I do that for.
The woman's on Fox and Friends.
She's
pretty much,
she's
you
everywhere.
Can't really defend her.
And then Corey.
Yes.
Metro Times, alternative weekly
That's
movie
true.
Reviewer.
Yes.
Myself, film major in college, degree, bachelor's degree, New York University.
Yeah.
All those things.
We wanted to round the bill off with someone who really knows about the Oscars, a fag. But we were not able to procure a gay.
We were not able to get a gay.
We had a gay lined up, but he slept through it, apparently.
The gay, he had a problem getting here.
We'll
so who would do the best? Would it be the woman who thinks she's a movie critic?
Sure.
Who's really not? Would it be the film student? Yes. Remember, we picked all 21 categories, including bullshit like film editing. Yes. And the actual movie critic. And who won, Corey? Do you know who won?
I
don't even know the results. Take a guess.
I think...
Somebody got 12 out of 21 correct.
I'm
more than 50%.
Well, you know what? Since I didn't fill all of them out...
Yeah.
I probably didn't win, but
okay.
I think I did.
Somebody got 12, somebody got 10, and somebody got 5.
I bet I got 10.
Okay.
And I bet Debbie got 5.
Okay, and then you would think...
Yeah.
That I got 12.
No, you got 5. You blew it, didn't you? You really blew it. Debbie got 10. Debbie, did Debbie win?
Okay, here's the official category.
Yeah.
Coming in third place with 5 points with Debbie Schlatter. She picked all kinds of wacky shit like Match Point for screenplay. And
right. They don't care.
She picked like Good Night and Good Luck for art direction and bullshit like that. So she, I don't know if her heart wasn't in it, but Debbie did terribly. 5 out of 21.
Sure.
I mean, you know, a chimp could beat that. So.
Yeah.
Anyway. Coming in second place with 10 points was Moa, Joel.
So I did win.
You did win with 12. And really, the difference was you picked Crash.
Yeah.
You picked Crash and you picked Clooney. And that was the difference.
Those
otherwise,
are my differences.
Otherwise, we got almost the same ones right.
You know what? I didn't even fill out, like, visual editing.
Yeah,
so
you visual effects you didn't even vote for, and you probably would have voted for King Kong. And you
When I was filling out, I'm like, I don't know anything. And then it turned out I did know everything.
Well, you know, a lot of the stuff that we guessed at, like documentary short, nobody got right.
The one I got wrong was that I should have gotten right was Best Supporting Actress.
You went with Amy Adams and Rachel Weisz. But see, I remember I listened back to the show, and I was like, well, Rachel Weisz deserves to win, but she won't.
Yeah.
And so I picked Catherine Keener, and then Rachel Weisz actually won, and I was sort of kidding.
That was sort of a who's the hottest broad and who do we know the best, and that was her. But I was so right about March of the Penguins winning.
Yeah, I got March of the Penguins right as well.
Clooney I was right about.
Yeah, Debbie even, like, she got, like... Like, Memoirs of a Geisha won a lot of the technical stuff.
Right.
And Debbie just was all over the fucking place on that.
She was right. None of that right. Really?
So, yeah. So, yeah, it was a good fix.
So that won, like, best costume. Because, you know.
It won.
It's really hard to find kimonos. You know, those are really hard to make.
Go down to Chinatown.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
They got them. Yeah, but we both picked It's Hard Out Here for a Pimp. We both picked that. So
that's such a good song. Let me hear some more.
The same people deal. The same people live in poverty.
It's the breakdown.
It's fucked up where I live, but this is how it is. It might be new to you, but it's been like this for years. It's blood, sweat, and tears when it comes down to this shit.
Love it. How that's different from any other fucking rap song, I have no idea, but...
You notice there's nobody old left in Hollywood? They're all dead.
Yeah, kind of. Well, they trotted
out... Jack Nicholson was the oldest guy there.
No, they trotted out two great Death Pool picks for 07.
Altman.
Robert Altman, who nobody... He's on nobody's list, by the way.
If he makes it through 06...
He's going to be a good 07 pick.
That's a number one pick right there.
You saw that picture on the internet of him directing that Prairie Home Companion movie in a wheelchair...
And with an oxygen mask on?
And he was groping Lindsay Lohan's thigh at the same time.
Well,
it was really
God
good
God bless
picture.
Him.
And Lauren Bacall, they trotted out, and no one had seen her in years. And,
that's you know what, though? Altman, God bless him, for being a dick to his dying day.
And what was with that, too? I wrote that down. What was, like, Lily Tomlin and Meryl Streep gave that presentation
together?
It was
a long thing.
Yeah, they gave a present, but they were also sitting next to each other in the audience.
I think they're in love.
Well, Tomlin's a dyke, so, I mean, Meryl... Well, is just no one banging Meryl Streep anymore?
No, hold on. I got Lily Tomlin because she was in a bunch of Robert Altman movies.
Right.
What was Meryl Streep doing?
Meryl Streep was in some, wasn't she?
What was she in? I can't think of any she
was
in.
She was in Come Back to the Five and Nine?
Oh, yeah, she was.
Okay, so there you go.
But Lily Tomlin was in like four.
Yeah, Lily Tomlin was like kind of a regular. She was in Nashville.
Yeah.
A lot of that stuff, so.
Where was Elliot Gould? They couldn't trot Elliot Gould out there to give an Altman tribute. He was in every Altman movie.
Where was Jennifer Salt?
Yeah, yeah.
Is she even alive anymore, Jennifer?
Bloated on coke somewhere.
Probably.
Where was Keith Carradine?
Keith Carradine.
There's Mr. Altman.
Well, they showed Keith. They showed Keith Carradine.
Oh, did they?
In the clip, they played his...
I'm Easy.
Which is honestly one of the... It's single-hand... One of the greatest scenes in the history of film, I think, is that scene.
The bit with all the girls. That's a great...
Every girl thinks he's singing to her, and he's just such a cock. It's great. I mean, they never say it. We just go, this guy, he's... It's like every musician.
And what a collection
thing.
What a collection of scrawny broads he nailed there. Shelley Duvall.
It was Shelley Duvall.
Lily Tomlin.
And who was the other chick he was singing to?
Oh, I'm trying to remember. But it was a Daffy collection of broads.
Yeah, it's a good movie. Go get
he sings film. A song and all the girls are like thinking it's about them.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
Meanwhile, he's
and,
nailed them all.
Yeah, he's just great because he's a total dick, but he's a talented guy and every chick loves
the
him.
The Long Goodbye is one of my all-time favorite movies.
The Long Goodbye is good with Sterling Hayden and Elliot Gould. And,
yeah, that's a good one.
McCabe and Mrs. Miller.
Schwarzenegger is in Long Goodbye as a thug.
Yeah.
Which is pretty funny.
Yeah. McCabe and Mrs. Miller with Warren Beatty.
Absolutely.
Go watch that.
Sure.
That's real good.
Sure.
Shortcuts. Fucking fantastic.
Good movie, too.
Tons of people. Lily Tomlin's in that. She's married to Tom Waits.
And Shortcuts is great for a lot of reasons.
Oh, my God. Hold on a minute.
Not the least of which is that it really gives you a lot of nudity.
Oh, my God. Should we? I don't even know if we have time. I'm looking. We have 20 minutes left. I don't know that we can cover the nudity in Shortcuts. Madeline Stowe's titties. I'm going
to
call those
out.
Go to
Mr. Skin, and it's like an all-time Hall of Fame
classic. If
you have
Netflix, just get Shortcuts. Sure. It's a good movie, and
there's of course,
of
a legendary scene where Julianne Moore walks around with her flaming red fur burger.
And not just... Julianne Moore, like 27. Julianne
sure.
Moore. Not even like old, dried-up Boogie Nights Julianne Moore.
And you get Huey Lewis with a prosthetic dick.
A prosthetic dick.
You know what? Here's a secret hidden story of the Oscars that no one's really mentioned.
What's
commented
that?
On. Crash won the best picture, which was a surprise to everybody.
Yeah.
You know, Entertainment Weekly had almost everything right but that one.
Okay.
They were just like me. They had a really good prognostication, but they had like Crash losing out by like 4% to Brokeback.
Yeah.
That was a surprise. The biggest surprise? Tony Danza's in that movie.
Oh, really? He's in Crash?
So what you're telling me is Tony fucking Danza is in an Academy Award winning movie.
Well, you know, who knows? I guess that's the case.
The world has come to an end.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
That was also funny where Jon Stewart said, raise your hand if you weren't in Crash. Because that's an Altman-esque movie.
There's a lot of people in that.
You know, they gave Altman this award, and it's an Altman-esque kind of movie where there's a lot of storylines and a bunch of people.
And isn't, like, Paul Thomas Anderson co-directing that movie, too?
Oh, with Altman?
Prairie Home Companion. I think they worked on it together, he totally rips off Altman.
Well, okay, he's the biggest hack.
Yeah, watch Magnolia. It's a complete rip-off of Robert
Altman.
He's
the biggest Altman hack there ever was.
What is he doing? Is he making another movie, that douchebag?
I guess he's co-directing Prairie Home Companion.
I guess, but I mean, he hasn't made anything since Magnolia?
Well, he's like, look, I banged Fiona Apple and I'm out. You know, I got nothing.
Crazy Girls kept him busy.
Yeah, he isn't. Oh, he did Punch Drunk Love was the last thing.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, okay. That doesn't count.
But that was like 3 years ago.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway.
All right, we digress.
Hey, we could bore you some more.
The Oscars was okay. Jon Stewart was okay.
Oh, but speaking of Deadpool. You got it. Did you see my man Mickey Rooney?
He's on your list, huh?
They had an actual reaction shot of Mickey Rooney.
Yeah.
And it was like, you could see dust coming out of his head.
It was when the president of the Academy was talking about how nothing beats going to the actual movie theater.
Sure.
And Mickey Rooney was like nodding his head, but I don't know if that just meant his diaper was full.
Yeah.
I don't know what that meant when he was doing that. I don't know if he was getting here.
There were more liver spots on his head than on the sneeze guard at the sign of the beef carver. On Liver and Onions Night. You know, there was a lot.
Yeah, he's an old raisin of a man, Mickey Rooney.
Oh, God. You know what? That son of a bitch makes it to 07, he's on my list again.
You know,
I'm going to protect him. I'm gonna sweetheart him in.
But remember last year, I think I told you that Andy Rooney was actually older than Mickey Rooney, didn't I tell you that? Which no one really believes that, but that's true.
Mickey Rooney.
Anyway, any other thoughts on the Oscars? Jon Stewart was okay.
How come a pizza ass like Dana Reeves, 44, dies? Mickey Rooney, 700 years old.
Yeah, I don't know.
Still can't drop. I'm going to hit Studs Terkel, and it's not going to help me at all. What the hell? This Deadpool threw me off now.
Calm down.
I'm sorry.
You're not even going to talk about Jon Stewart. You're dodging.
Oh, Jon Stewart was okay.
Yeah, he was okay. He wasn't terrible. People said he sucked. Oh, I have Tom Shale's review. I printed that.
What do people want on the Oscar show?
Tom Shale said...
They want Billy fucking Crystal every year of the rest of their lives? Is that what they want?
Billy Crystal's a fat fuck now, too. Did you see him? He's all bloated.
Billy Crystal's not that funny.
No, Billy Crystal's lame.
Billy Crystal was funny one day, June 4th, 1976. That was his day. He was funny. No.
He did Muhammad
Ali. He was great. Billy Crystal was great when he was on Saturday Night Live, and he did, you know, all that stuff. That was great, but...
Yeah, Stuart, I'm trying to find a good quote from Tom Shale about here.
I liked his Clooney joke.
Yeah.
He said, "Good night and good luck" is not only the title of the movie, it's what George Clooney says to all his dates.
Yeah, that was good.
Shales is a big fan.
Here's Tom Shales. He says, "The epitome of honesty perhaps came when Stewart muttered, 'I'm a loser,' into the microphone. He was speaking not only for himself, but for the whole show," says Tom Shales. So he hated the show. He says the highlights. He mentions like five highlights and two of them. One of them was Jessica Alba's dress, and another one was Jessica Alba.
Oh.
So Tom Shale's being funny.
Yeah, at least she's hot because that bitch couldn't act confused on the
She'll
Tokyo subway. I mean, come on.
She'll never win a goddamn thing.
She couldn't act cold in Antarctica. That is the worst actress you'll ever see.
She is a really bad. She was so bad in Sin. Like, she's great in Sin City until she has that dialogue scene in the car.
Yeah.
She's with, like, Bruce Willis. And
screechingly awful.
Oh, my God. Bring the fuck.
They killed that Fantastic Four movie the day they cast her.
Yeah, she's...
They could have put any other broad in that role.
Chicks look hot. The Oscars was like kind of devoid of hot chicks.
It was, you know what? It was a boring.
But you know what? The chicks, I think, get horny. Like, look hotter at the Golden Globes. Am I right about that?
Well, Scarlett Johansson was there with her big old jubblies at the Golden Globes. She was not there last night.
She wasn't even there last night, was she?
No, Isaac Mizrahi didn't even do anything wacky.
Yeah, I didn't see anything like here. The biggest titties that were out there was that horse face Hilary Swank. I thought. And Jennifer Garner's tits look good, but she just had a baby.
Yeah, Flicka Huffman. Did you want to see those? Did you want to see those dangles?
Yeah, but I mean, like, Nicole Kidman looked all right. Naomi Watts looked all right. You know, but there was nothing special. It was very average. It was not
Ryan Phillippe looked
Who was the
dreamy.
Chick when she walked across the stage? You saw her cooch. Naomi Judd that one year.
Oh, right.
Remember that?
Remember Gina Davis had the see-through dress?
Oh, my God, yeah. And even, like, Gwyneth Paltrow had that, like, see-through
vest. Yeah, you could see through her. Yeah.
But there was nothing
Hell,
last
even
night.
When Bjork had the damn swan outfit, there was something
to look
at. Yeah,
but there was just nothing last night. It was boring. The chicks weren't hot.
It was a snore fest.
It was lame.
You know, they got
show.
The Oscars they finally wanted, right? They got an Oscars with like all of these arty sort of non-commercial films, highly regarded.
Important sort of story.
Although Crash really didn't get critical. Like, the critics were not as wild about Crash as you would think.
Well, it kind of came and went, and it was out, what, in the spring? It was sort of off at an off time?
There were some rapturous reviews of Crash, and then, like me, there was kind of some mixed reviews of Crash.
Well, I thought it got big. Didn't Ebert make it his number one movie of 05, and it sort of got more steam from that?
I'm putting that motherfucker on my Deadpool next year.
And listen, I'm not putting the guy down for it, but he loves blacks.
He does.
I mean, he loves blacks like he loves pizza. I mean, this guy loves...
Well, what is it? Yeah, look, everybody talked about how PC the Oscars were this year. So they kind of spread it around. They were like, we'll give one to Clooney, who's got like three movies in the thing. We'll give one to Clooney. We'll give one to Capote. We'll give one to Walk the Line. We'll give one to Crash. We'll give one to Brokeback Mountain, and then everybody go home.
Right.
That's what they did. They just spread it around.
Yeah, it was not a good...
Nobody won a bunch of stuff.
Although it was funny to see the King Kong because, like, they want all the technical stuff.
Sure.
You remember just what, like, 3 years ago, they were all up there and Peter Jackson and all those guys. Right. And then I just was thinking, I was like, God, he really effed that up. He really blew King Kong. Those movies were not that good that were nominated. And if King Kong might have been, like, half an hour shorter and done something
and
different with it.
And not had Jack Black in it.
Well, whatever, man. He blew it. And it just go, wow, this
guy
blew it.
I enjoyed King Kong a lot, but it didn't.
But I got the feeling like, hey, Hollywood was willing to give Peter Jackson every fucking award this year.
They were.
And he just blew it. You know?
Bad times.
Yeah. Anyway.
You know, eventually someday movies like maybe like Spider-Man might actually win something because the Oscars are just going to have to give it to moneymakers.
You think so? Well, Silence of the Lambs won the 1 year that was a big hit and stuff like that.
The Oscars.
Titanic.
The Oscars, in the words of the immortal Ratso River.
That's faggot stuff. You want to call it by its name?
The original.
That's strictly for fags.
He was in the Open. Did you see the Open? He was.
Dustin Hoffman was kind of funny.
Yeah, I saw him for a second.
He came out and kind of got off script and was like, "I'm looking at all the people that didn't win. You're still good." That was funny.
Oh, you want to talk about Nadia here while we got a couple?
Well,
minutes?
Let's give it. Yes,
because
I wish we had a clip of her, but
We don't. I didn't pull a Nadia clip. But don't forget, Nadia was on show 53, Eating's Not Cheating,
just a month ago.
If you haven't heard the show, go get it. It is fantastic. It's so funny. She gets spanked by Corey. She tells us about how she wants a dick in her ass. It's real funny stuff. She's completely crazy, completely honest. A great guest. And then it happened, what, only like 3 weeks after she was on the show?
Yeah.
What happened? She went in for a procedure.
She had a stent removed from her kidney, which was helping her. She had some kidney problems.
Like she had a ongoing kidney issue.
And so she went in and they removed the stent and somehow she got an infection and that led to cystic shock and she had kidney failure and that led to other organs failing. So she's in really bad shape. And,
so she's in the hospital and no one really knows exactly what to.
She's improving a little bit. But right now she's sort of sedated. She's kind of in a half coma.
Yeah, so she has a long way to go, basically. And,
she really does, and so we had a fundraiser last night and raised some money, and we're getting serious on the show for a minute.
Yeah.
But, you know, Nadia was a big part of this show. People loved her. And
we got more reaction from her and the message board and everything. Yeah. And granted, that is the old podcast thing where you get a chick on and you have her talk about penis and everyone goes crazy. Right. But she did it in a great way. I mean, she was really fun. And, you know.
That girl is a fire pod plug. She's really a ball of fire.
Because I had never met her before. I had talked to her on the phone and you were kind of like, this girl's crazy. And she was crazy, but she was crazy in a good way, I think. It wasn't like, you
wild
know,
and kooky.
Wild and so, sort of unpredictable.
We love you, Nadia, and we hope. So we had a fundraiser, a bunch of bands, and people came out, and you know,
Corey was the MC for that. And
I had to run up every 10 minutes and talk about the raffle. It was not fun.
Well, that's a comedy club thing too. They'll do a raffle, and it's just always death. The guy never. I did a one where, like, you know, remember the thing? You pulled the first ticket, and the guy wasn't there. He had the ticket,
right?
And it was like $150 or something, and nobody was there with the ticket. Because I did that once where I pulled the ticket, nobody was there, and I go, well, what do I do? And the guy goes, pull another ticket. So I pulled the second ticket. Then the guy with the first ticket ran up, and I was like, oh, fuck. You know, it was a big mess.
Well, it was a 50-50 raffle, and I think maybe nobody wanted to claim the prize because
they just wanted to donate it to the cause.
Yeah, I don't really want to take $150 that could be going to this sick woman.
Yeah, that's what happened in the 50-50. They kind of goad you into, like, you know, giving the money to the cause. But,
so we raised over $1,500, so it was pretty good.
Yeah, it was a good night. It was a good night.
That's going to at least, like, keep the lights on at her house and stuff, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
yeah,
The medical bills are way out of, you know, the limits of what we can do. But we'll try. We're going to keep doing. We may do another one.
Yeah, if we do something else for Nadia, we'll let you guys know. And,
honey, we're just, so send your cards, letters, and prayers.
Yeah.
Send your soiled underwear, you preverts out there, whatever you're doing. You guys are beating off to Kim's voice. I know you've beat off.
Oh, yeah, that one guy.
I know you've yanked one off to Nadia. And
yeah,
she'd like
I probably did.
But I've known her for a long time, and guys, she'd like nothing more. At one point, her boyfriend came over and told me to ask girls to flash for the camera.
Because
that's what
that?
Nadine would really like to see. So anyway.
Well, we went up, though, because Corey was the MC, and I was just there drinking beer, basically.
Sure.
And that's why I got the shits the next morning, because I drank that Pabst out of the tap,
oh,
which I love Pabst Blue Ribbon, but I usually drink it out of a can. And,
that did not work, did you?
God, I had the McDonald's, and I had the runs this morning. But anyway, so I go up on stage with you. I'm drinking beer all night.
Yeah.
And we're introducing some band. I'm not even going to mention those Tools. They're in that band.
Sure.
And we're just going up to basically do what we just did now. Talk about Nadine, tell people that they could listen to her on the show, you know, in case they missed it, because it was a really funny appearance and she was very proud of it. It sort of, the show became a big part of her life in the last couple of months, it seems anyway, to me. And so we went up to basically plug it, and I was telling people, you know, that they could listen to, you know, Corey Spanker and listen to her
All these people showed up to support her, and I said, look, you know, we'll plug this because that you can listen.
Yeah, you can listen to her.
You can listen to her in her prime and see how exciting and fun
this girl
is. Yeah,
if you didn't know her, this is a way to get familiar with
and
who she is.
Who knows what's going to happen afterwards if she's going to be 100%.
Yeah, she may never be the same. So anyway, so we're doing that, and this fucking idiot, and it was really all the guys, in particular, the guitar player, just as I'm, like, making jokes about how Nadi is a star in Iceland now from the show, the guy's, like, playing fucking guitar licks behind me.
Yeah.
Just fucking pissing me off.
The bass player and the guitar player
hit
riffs.
And I was just like, fuck those guys. Yeah. What a bunch of cocks. We're doing a tribute to a sick woman.
And then the lead singer wanted me to go get them beer. Like I'm Hazel.
Eat a bag of dicks.
But, you know, like I'm you know, Florida Evans or something on Maude, and I got to go run and get him beer. I'm like, what the hell is your problem?
Fucking cock.
So for you, guitar guy, and then I got in the guy's face a little bit afterwards.
Yeah, well, go ahead. What do you got for him?
You are the leading asshole in the state.
And I think you need a pendulette for that one. You got a pendulette in there? No, probably not.
Boy.
Computer's gone tits
and
up.
Then there's this asshole.
That's right.
And then there's this asshole.
That would be the guitar player was the second guy.
It was just...
Guys are idiots.
I'm like, what are you guys, the Who on tour in 79?
Well, you know what it was?
It's a benefit show.
Yeah, we go up there, and we're actually like getting laughs because we're telling this funny story about Nadia, and I think those guys got jealous that we stole the spotlight for
a minute. And then
so
their crap
like,
band went on and played for 5 minutes.
Whatever, I left. I got...
You know what? It's not right to put all this bad energy out there. Who cares?
Well, we care because we care about Nadia, and the guys that were there supposedly caring about her, all they cared about was that we were cutting into their stage time. Well, fuck you.
Well, they came and donated their time. So
they donated
their
time.
I'll say, okay, thank you. But anyway,
they would have been sitting on a bar stool at the Belmont, so really, it wouldn't have really made a big difference for some of us.
Yeah, one of those bands I'm friends with, and they're really cool, and we might play some of their stuff.
I don't want to disparage if anyone was there. The guy who we love, Troy Gregory, is a great guy. So
We might have some...
It was not Troy Gregory who was the dickhead, by the way.
And Troy has donated some Stepsister songs. We might play those sometime.
Oh, really? So. Okay, that'd be cool. I'd love to play.
Because that's somebody who won't sue us. So there we go.
Yeah, Troy's a great guy.
Although, have you seen one lawsuit over this podcast music shit?
Shh, Trico, keep it down.
Oh.
Come on.
Everybody quaking in their boots. Then the RAAO is going to destroy the podcast. I got to play pod-safe music. So guys go and they play this garbagey poop, like elevator crap that some unlicensed, unsigned band in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And it's terrible.
That's true. Meanwhile, I don't know. I mean,
we're playing Belle and Sebastian. We don't give a flying hump.
We play a couple minutes of it. We don't really do the whole thing.
We're going to have a whole year.
We're hardly profiting from this goddamn thing.
Not at all.
Not at all. Who cares?
And we should. So if sponsors?
if you want to sponsor the show.
If you would like to reach this attractive demographic.
Email us at email@coreyandjoelradio.com.
Yeah.
We have a sponsor. Some people, you know, the one guy tried to get us that sponsor, that Japanese guy, the guy in Japan. So
sure.
Maybe we'll talk to him, see what he can do for us.
I would love to be sponsored by Pocky.
Yeah, Pocky or Toffee Fae.
Sapporo beer. I don't care. Whatever you can line up. I will be sponsored.
Yeah, we need some sponsors.
So Nissan Motor.
Exactly. I don't care what it is. What it is.
So, all right then.
Is that it?
Are we running out of time?
I
what do we
know.
Got?
We got. We got. We got. We got.
We got 10 minutes left.
Oh, for God's sakes.
Well, we don't have to do 10 more minutes.
Okay, no, no.
Oh, can I plug some comedy show? Well, first of all, March 23rd, don't forget about Club Bar in Ferndale, our one-year anniversary show. This weekend, I'm going to be up in, I don't even know where the hell it is, Traverse City, Michigan this weekend for me. Next weekend, I'll be in... what's the name of the gig? It's near...
it's in Indiana.
Yeah, I'll be
at your calendar.
I'll be in Merrillville, Indiana next Friday and Saturday at the casino.
That weekend, I will be in Bay City, Michigan.
Oh, you're going to be in Bay City?
Yeah.
And that is at...
what is the name of that place?
The Washington Lanes in Bay City.
Oh, good times.
The Washington Lanes Comedy Club upstairs.
I will be up there.
Upstairs from the bowling alley, Corey will be performing.
If we have listeners in Bay City, for God's
sake. If you're up in the Tri-Cities, up near the Thumb there, you could go see Corey at Bay City next Saturday. Next weekend, I'll be in Merrillville, Indiana. So remember our friend, who's our friend from Yellowknife? He was in Chicago. You're about a good hour and 10 minutes from Merrillville. So
I don't know how long they were in Chicago, but
well, if you're still there, what's his name? Is it Cam that's there?
Cam,
yeah, Cam, come out to Merrillville, Indiana, bro. Shoot me an email, bro. I'll give you directions. We'll party, brother.
And people are downloading the show. We know you're out there. Send us some love.
Yeah, send us some
mail.
Email. Tell us what you like, what you don't like.
Get on the forums and mess around.
Yeah, if you're on the mailing list, there's a whole thread.
I keep
on the
seeing people signing up for the forums and don't post anything.
Well, I can describe what's going on there.
Some spam. I know
we're getting spammed a little bit in that, but that's okay. We'll deal with that.
But there are legit people that never post.
Yeah, but go ahead and post some stuff, especially if you like the show. Tell us what you liked, what you didn't like, and we'll keep this baby going. We got lots of good stuff coming up.
Oh, yeah.
The one-year anniversary show.
Mm-hmm.
More food fight.
Did you watch Joan and Melissa at all?
Didn't watch Joan and Melissa at all.
No.
Although, here's a great thing. This was on Howard. I listened to Howard yesterday. And they interviewed, he sent some guy out to interview, like, celebrities at some thing.
Sure.
And it was,
Was it Gary Garver?
No, it was, some guy in New York, a JD or one of those guys.
Okay.
And, they talked to Serena Williams about if she was gonna watch the Oscars.
Yeah.
And, she said, yeah, she loves the Oscars, and she would be rooting for Philip Seymour Hoffman to win. Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Stick to tennis, baby.
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Stick with the tennis.
You know, I mean, you hate to say, what is her Wonderlic score, do you think?
Oh, God.
Serena Williams, man. I mean, uneducated. I mean, you know, 12 years old playing professional tennis or whatever. I mean, Jesus Christ.
Well, yeah, when's a kid going to read?
Philip Seymour Hoffman. That was great. I wish that was not on Howard's show because I'd play it because I don't want to do Howard's bits.
Yeah, she's in Dubai playing tennis. When's she gonna have time to read?
Although Howard peed in the mic the week after we did. Did you know that?
Are you kidding me?
I never told you that.
Stern ripped us off.
We did the pee mic show, like show 51 or 52, and then the next week Howard peed in the mic. So you guys,
we might have more listeners than Stern at this point.
Yeah, he's on Sirius Satellite, but
you know what? I think he really fucked up by going to Sirius. I think he should have just put it on his own website and like. Beat the man that way.
Well, listen, I'll be honest with you. I love Howard. I think the show is great. I don't really care where it's on. I'm going to listen.
They just gave him so much money he couldn't resist.
They gave him a lot of money. And, you know, Sirius is a pretty cool service anyway. I don't own it personally, but I was in the car with the comic. We were going to a gig, and he had it, and we listened to some cool stuff. So, yeah, it's a good time, man. I enjoy the Sirius satellite radio.
I don't know.
Maybe we'll be on someday, and we'll be heard by about this many people.
People are not, but it just doesn't seem like people are clamoring to get satellite radio.
Well, what are they clamoring to get, really?
I don't know. You know what? I was wondering about this. What the fuck do people do? It's like television ratings are down. No one's buying music.
I don't know.
People don't give a fuck about anything anymore.
I don't know.
What do people do?
They watch American Idol.
Right. Dancing with the Stars in American Idol.
And that's it.
Nobody goes to Hollywood. Nobody goes to the box office. Nobody watches big TV anymore. It's like, what the hell do people do?
Apparently, Paula Abdul's like whacked out of her mind on drugs.
You know what?
But
apparently, though, porn never dies.
Well, that's what I think people don't realize. If they included porn and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I think porn should just be like a movie. Like,
how about Sucking Cock with the Stars? Now, that's a show I would watch.
Celebrity Porn Club.
Right.
You'd watch that.
I would totally watch this.
You see any of the porn? Have you ever heard of the Tom Sizemore?
No.
Yeah, we got to watch the Tom Sizemore. We'll do a celebrity
stop with
jerk
the porn off. With guys.
Oh, male celebrity porn?
Yeah, where's the Christina Ricci porn?
Yeah, you know, that is a good point.
I don't want to see Scott Stapp and Kid Rock
and Kid
getting
Rock
blown.
Getting blown, yeah.
I want to see some hot Sarah Gilbert and her partner. Why aren't they taping themselves?
You love that Sarah Gilbert, man.
Why can't I get Portia de Rossi and Ellen finger
banging?
Well,
apparently Kate Moss was like bangs all these supermodels on coke. I was reading online today. I read this. Oh, I had it on my thing. There was a thing in the UK Sun.
Yeah.
About how like
a wonderfully reputable
Kate Moss does cocaine. You'll love this. She transports her cocaine through the airports in a Fabergé egg. It was a fucking
which
greatest
is then tucked in her then gently tucked in her anus.
A fucking Fabergé egg full of coke. It's so funny.
It's
man.
Delicately placed up her bum.
Oh, those fucking people, man! They got such a life.
Yeah, but what, enough with this. I want to see.
Yeah, but I mean, she's.
I'll take
chicks.
Sigourney Weaver in a porn. I don't care.
Well, didn't Paris? Well, we saw the Paris Hilton porn.
Right, more of these.
That was all right.
The Jenna Lewis from Survivor. I want
that was
more,
all right. That Paris Hilton blowjob in that one night in Paris is fantastic. The one that's in color.
Sure.
Terrific.
I want more of these.
Good
though.
Stuff.
I don't need to see Scott Stapp's porno.
You saw One Night in China.
I'm going to see. Well, okay, like I said, I want to see women in pornography.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I don't know, man. Where's William Shatner's shriveled old dick in a porno?
And isn't there a Colin Farrell sex tape?
Yeah.
And stuff like that. Yeah.
I don't need this.
Would you want to see Britney?
I don't need to. See, I can't do an Irish voice at the moment. Colin Farrell gets this real thick Irish accent.
Yeah, he does.
The second he's off like a movie. He's like,
come on, do the Irish accent. Come on,
I can't,
you can
I
do,
can't
it.
Do it right now.
Do it, big man. Yeah, it's because you got chocolate wafers in your goddamn cheeks.
I do. I'm eating
cheeks.
Cookies.
All right. Well, why don't we sign off for the show? It's 58.
At 8, let's sane right off.
What was that?
At sane right the fuck off. Right there.
There it is.
Colin Farrell gets real thick. He gets this thick Irish accent. You can't even hear him.
You have quite a wanker, Colin.
It's huge. I got a massive willy, mate. It's huge. Anyway.
I heard you've got a cricket bat in your pants.
That's so true. I want to see Scott Stapp and Colin Farrell banging. Can we get that?
Is Scott Stapp supposedly have a big cock?
I don't know. He is a big cock.
He is a big cock.
I think Kid Rock was like, what an idiot. Because is it a shocking revelation to people that Kid Rock gets blown after a
show?
They
say he got blown by four strippers. That was apparently
really at the same time.
The tape. I don't know. I guess not. I don't know.
I got to give it up for Bob Ritchie. I love that guy. I'm a big ups to Bob Ritchie. I remember less than a decade ago seeing that guy hanging out at a Coney Island in Royal Oak on a regular basis.
I thought he owed you $3 or something. Didn't you loan him $5?
Seriously, I remember about 10 years ago, he would be down to his last $1.50 and he'd be like begging for change for
people.
Well,
he knew guys in my high school were in like one of his first rap groups because we're like the same age.
Yeah.
And he's from Romeo and I'm from Mount Clemens, so we're not far away from each other where we grew up and stuff.
Yeah.
Being the same age and everything. So we had like mutual friends growing up, but I was always like... Like, Kid Rock was a big wigger. I mean, nobody was really...
I do not claim to be friends with Bob Ritchie, but I would see him around and stuff and you know, wave hi to him or something.
But, but then all of a sudden he became a country and western star. I don't know how the fuck that happened.
I remember when the Polyfuse method came out, his one of his rap CDs.
Yeah.
Back when he had a big high top fade.
Yeah, he had a big fade and he was all tricked out. It was, I don't know.
Yeah, there was grit sandwiches for breakfast, all that stuff. Yodel in the Valley, big stuff in junior high. Anyway, we're wrapping this one up.
We're
going
to wrap this one up. Thanks for listening to Show 58. Once again, vote for us on Podcast Alley if you enjoyed the show. Send us some comments at email at CoreyandJoelRadioGuy.com.
Yes, sir.
Get on the mailing list. Kiss your babies.
Shake some hands. Kiss babies.
Oh, this is good. Well, let's have maybe a good...
Joel and Harry's nice spoon.
Come here.
Fox in the snow.
I wish I could quit. I wish I could quit doing bad Brokeback Mountain jokes. Now that shit lost, we can get over it.
We both have beards now, so it's very rough.
Yeah.
You and I together.
I gotta keep this. The girlfriend likes it.
The girlfriend likes it. Maybe I'll get rid of mine and we'll just be sort of.
Don't let yourself go. Oh, gotcha. I'm going to start a fire.
This is the fayest music we've ever played.
It's very fay. I really love this band.
I do too, but they're very fay.
They are fay.
They're very like Scottish and very quiet.
Next week, where Kings of Convenience. And more fay music. Cat power. Music to knit sweaters by. With Core Angel.
Hi, this is Joel.
Listen to your crazy laugh before you hang around.
Joel, I'm going to go make a blitz. Do you want one?
This is like our slow dance. Like I'm dancing with my mic stand.
Some good stuff, though, guys. We should add this to the music to get laid by section.
Maybe we need to do an update of music.
We're
going to
update that thing. All right.
All right, we're out of here.
Put this one to bed. Good night, everybody.
Boy on the bike, what do you like? Is you cycle round.